وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, still discussing the aspects of all those a'mal that bring about a great amount of reward, today we will be discussing the reward for he who replies to the muadhin with the words that were said by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, and the person replies by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, the muazzin says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Then the person says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. The muazzin says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. The person says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Then the muadhin says, Hayya ala salah, come towards salah. Then the person says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, there is no power and might except with Allah. The muadhin says, Hayya ala al-falah, come to success. And the person says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, there is no power and might except with Allah. The muadhin then says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. And the person says, Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. And the muadhin then finally says, La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And the person says, La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. If the person says all of the above from the depths of his heart, he will enter paradise. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever says the following when he hears the muazzin, Allah jalla jalaluhu shall forgive him his sins. The supplication is as follows, وَأَنَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا. And I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one and has no partner, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. I am pleased with Allah as a sustainer, Islam as a religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger. Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood between the row of men and that of the women and said, O assembly of women, when you hear the adhan of this Abyssinian and his iqama, You must repeat what he says. If you do so, you shall receive 1 million rewards for each letter. Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked, if this is for the women, what is the reward for the men? He replied, double that, O Umar. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, we were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, and called out the Adhan. When he stopped, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever repeats what he said with full conviction shall enter paradise. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a person said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muazzin surpass us in reward. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, repeat what they say, and when you finish, ask whatever you desire from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be given. Now, the reward for he who makes the following supplication after the adhan. Shabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever says the following when he hears the adhan shall have my intercession for him on the day of resurrection. Allahumma rabba hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tammah was-salati al-qa'imah ati Muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadila wab'athu maqaman mahmudan alladhi wa'adta. O Allah, Lord of this perfect call and eternal prayer, grant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the wasila, a place in paradise, and the merit, and raise him to the praiseworthy position which you promised him. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say the following when he heard the muazzin. Allahumma rabba hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tamma was-salati al-qa'ima salli ala Muhammadi wa a'tihi su'lahu yawm al-qiyama. O Allah, Lord of this perfect call and eternal prayer, send salutations to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and grant him whatever he asks for on the day of resurrection. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read the above supplication audibly so that others around him will hear it. He loved to hear others saying this supplication when they heard the muadhin. He said, whoever says this when he hears the muadhin, the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes incumbent on him on the day of resurrection. Another narration states, then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the adhan, he would say the following, Allahumma rabba hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tamma was-salati al-qa'ima salli ala 'abdika wa rasulik waj'alna fi shafa'atihi yawm al-qiyamah. O Allah, Lord of this perfect call and eternal prayer, send salutations to your servant and messenger and include us in his intercession on the day of resurrection. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads the above after the adhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall include him in my intercession on the day of resurrection. As Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, supplication and dua between the adhan and iqama is not rejected. Imam al-Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi adds in his narration, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, what should we say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for pardon and well-being in this world and in the hereafter. The reward for supplication at the time of iqama. Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two times when a supplicant's supplication is not rejected, at the time of iqama or when standing in the battle lines for the cause of Allah. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the rows are straightened for salah, the gates of heaven are opened and supplications are accepted. The reward for salah in general. Thoban radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remain steadfast and you will never be able to encompass the rewards that are in store for you if you remain steadfast. You should know that the best of your deeds is salah. None but a true believer can safeguard the wudu. Abu Malik al-Ashri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, purity is half of iman. Alhamdulillah fills the scale. Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah both fill, or each one fills the space between the heavens and the earth. Salah is light. Charity is proof. Patience is illumination, and the Quran is a hujjah and a proof in your favor or against you. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came outside in winter when the trees were falling off their leaves. He held a branch and the leaves began falling. He said, "O Abu Dharr," I replied, "Yeah, I am, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He said, "When a Muslim offers his salam for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his sins fall off him just as these leaves are falling off from this tree." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Salah is goodness that is laid down. Whoever can afford offer it in abundance should do so." Bakr ibn Abdullah al-Muzani rahmatullah alayhi says, "Is there anyone like you, O man? When you want to go to your master, you can go without seeking permission?" Someone asked him, "And how is that possible?" He replied, "You perform a complete wudu and you go into your prayer room. You have thus went to your master, speaking with him without any interpreter. The reward for bowing and prostrating in salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ruk'u wasjudu wa'budu rabbakum wa'malu alkhair la'allakum tuflihun." O believers, bow down and prostrate and worship your sustainer and do good so that you may succeed. Muhammadur Rasulullah والذين معه وشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود." Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him, they are strong against the unbelievers and soft-hearted amongst themselves. You see them bowing, prostrating, seeking the favor, the favor and the pleasure of Allah. Their marks are on their faces from the effect of sajda and prostration. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "Whoever performs a perfect wudu and then follows it with two rakats of salat with total devotion and humility, paradise becomes incumbent on him." Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a grave, so he asked, "Whose grave is this?" The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "Such and such a person." He said, "Two rakats of salat are more beloved to him than your entire world." Yusuf ibn Abdullah ibn Salam narrates, "I visited Abu Ad-Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he was on his deathbed. He said to me, 'O my nephew, for what work have you come to the city, or what has brought you here?' I replied, 'I have come for no reason except for the relation that existed between you and my father, Abdullah ibn Salam.' He said, 'You are certainly honest. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, whoever performs a perfect wudu and then stands up to pray two or four rakats, the narrator is in doubt, bowing and prostrating. He was in doubt regarding whether it was two or four rakats, bowing and prostrating therein beautifully and being humble before Allah and then seeking forgiveness from Allah shall certainly be forgiven." Ma'dan ibn Abi Talha narrates, "I met Thoban, the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I asked him, 'Tell me of a deed which if I do will admit me into paradise.' Or the narrator said, I asked him, 'Tell me the most beloved of deeds in the sight of Allah.' He remained silent. I asked him again and he remained silent. I asked him a third time and he said, I posed the same question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, 'Prostrate in abundance, because every time you prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will thereby raise your status and thereby one sin of yours.'" Yeah, alhamdulillah, we find the virtue of replying to the adhan. We find the virtue of performing salah and prostrating in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life in this world is very, very short. Let us make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obtain the rewards that have been promised to us, because it is only our good deeds that we will take along with us when we go into the hereafter. من الله سبحانه وتعالى كفاز التوفيق. آمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.